Yes, cooperates. So we need that. We in there. What episode is this? 56.
I don't know. It says 56 in the title, is that correct?
Yes. Should be.
Oh.
Should be.
Should be.
What's up, everybody in the chat, everybody listening to the audio on demand.
Audio on demand?
Whether
sounds like we're professionals or something.
We are.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that one.
Whether it's iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, you know, we appreciate you guys.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you see the starting soon screen that I have?
That's, wow. You really did that.
Do you see Diana?
You really, of course I do. You really went there.
Isn't it just the cutest thing?
That is pretty cute. That is pretty cute.
Shout out to the patrons. You guys' names are scrolling through the screen. We really, really want to thank you guys as always. And let's go ahead and start the show, Char. Let's start the show.
Oh, shit. Episode 56. Here we are.
We here. Episode 56.
Y'all.
How you been, Char?
You know, I'm living. Excited.
Just living?
Gaming. Mm. Yeah. Living excited about gaming. That's a mood.
That's what I like to hear. That's my kind of life. That's the only life I want to live.
That's correct.
Period.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. It's a good one to have. Be passionate about your hobbies. It's a good time.
Of course. Yes, we are a couple minutes late, Hannibal. Thank you for letting us know that. We appreciate you being
It happens, okay? God damn it.
We appreciate you being so observant. You know, what will we do without you?
Yeah, exactly.
Shout out to the chat. Hannibal, of course, Spencer Keenan, friend of the show. Mm. Mm-hmm. Super fan. Should we call him a super fan?
Can we? I guess so.
Nah. Shout out to Keenan. We appreciate you and everyone else who comes through tonight. Char, I have a confession.
Uh-oh.
Before we met up in Discord right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most unprepared I've ever been for a show.
I felt it.
You did?
You know what? I felt it in my bones. I was like, something about tomorrow. Like, I was going to bed and I was like, something about tomorrow's stream. Erica's not going to be on the ball. I could feel it already.
Really?
Like, right before I go to... Yeah, because you... Okay, so here's the thing, guys. I do have it written down. Like, when we do the podcast, I have it written down on, like, my schedule or whatever, and I look at it. Before I go to bed, before the podcast day, usually Erica will send out a tweet and be like, guys, watch us tomorrow at 5:30 PST.
Yeah.
We're going live with the podcast. I went to bed. There was no tweet. I was like, oh no.
That's Erica, true.
Erica didn't do a tweet. Is there an actual podcast? So I set my alarm just in case. Right. And then I actually ended up waking up early. But because I guess I was anxious about it because I was like, I don't know if we have a podcast or whatever because there's no tweet. and then I woke up and then I'm like, I was in the call at like 8:30. I was like, let's.
You were first. You were first.
Usually Erica's first. And I'm like, I kind of, you know, I filter in around like 9-ish or whatever. I wait. Right? I'm waiting. It's like, you know, 9, 10. I'm like, Erica, where are you at? And she's like, bro, hold on.
I'm coming through.
This is the day Erica fucking falls apart.
Oh,
this is the one.
I fall apart. It's not that.
No, not
crazy.
Fall apart. You know, Erica has a hard time because she's the one that sets up like the video part of this, guys. So
yeah.
I understand that that's a struggle. And then she gets in here and she's like setting it up, whatever. And she's like, oh no. I was like, what? She's like, I hit delete. I was like, what are you talking about?
Because we have this other scene, which you'll see once I start playing some gameplay and stuff, where our camera boxes are below the gameplay. So for our audio listeners, if you never catch us live or see us in video, I have a whole thing, a whole production. I show videos of like the games we're talking about and stuff. we're below it, right? In our cameras. Yeah. I guess I hit delete on our cameras. I had them all set up perfect. They were just gone.
Mm-hmm. She's like, hold on, I gotta redo it.
So that's like,
I was like, shit.
I want to say that was like 5:15, almost 5:20. We start at 5:30. So you could imagine the panic setting in. We're here.
Yeah. It's fine.
Only to have our chat, Hannibal in particular, to point out that we're late. Gross. So I really appreciate that.
And then Erica also forgot.
What?
Thank God I'm wearing this shirt, because Erica also forgot to do the thing that she was going to do at the beginning, which was shout out her own merch, because she has merch now.
I do. And that, I wanted to talk about that. Yeah.
For the video listener, or for the video people, I got the drip.
The drip is real. Look at that. It even froze on your camera.
I know. I'm sorry.
To like show it.
Discord be wilding right now. But
that's one of the designs right there. The classic Erica's for the Win Persona 5 styled.
Yeah.
You got a long sleeve. You're very special.
I got the long sleeve. I'm special because I got the long sleeve test version.
Test version. All the way to Japan.
But you can get the t-shirts.
Yeah.
It was so fast, guys. I don't know. We'll see.
It was fast. Yeah. I feel like it's just the start of the store. And if you guys are in the chat right now, I have a pinned comment at the top. It's got the link in it. It will be in the description. It'll be on Twitter, of course. You follow me there. You can get to the store. I'll just drop it in the chat again for the heck of it. But it was a lot of work. And that's part of the reason I've been slacking on, like, tweeting out about the show today.
Because you got merch.
Not that this is not important, Char. I really love this show, you know, but...
Excuses.
I was just, you know,
busy. You know you can schedule tweets, you know.
I know. I'm already noticing hiccups in like the video today.
I saw even in Discord, because I'm not doing anything else. Even in Discord, you're. Yeah. I know it must be just Discord because it's.
I'm gonna work on some tweaks as we go, but the audio should be fine. So just a heads up to everyone watching: if the video stutters or something like that, there's a reason why. I'm gonna get to it.
Oh no! But it's not only on your end, though. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, it's your end too.
Oh, it was starting earlier for you. Like your video for me in Discord was, whatever. Yeah, but we can get to the issues you've been having.
Right, but for the audio, it should be good. That's fine. So hey, man, if you see some stutters, you want to go watch something else and just listen to us, relax you. I mean,
yep.
I'll blame you. But yeah, let's get started, I guess. I guess we could just get into... hold on. I gotta mention more about the merch, okay? Because like I said, it was a lot of work. And I'm very happy that it's a thing now. It's starting very, you know, small. But it's going to grow over time. I'm going to add more products. It's going to have all the stuff.
Here's the thing.
What's up?
I'm going to ask you questions in your fucking interview. Let's go. How many products do you have available right now? How many designs?
Four
designs. Do you have how many variations? Like variations, meaning like, is it only t-shirts right now?
Only t-shirts right now.
Sure.
There was gonna be a couple more things, but time constraints and problems that arose, I had to set those back a little bit because I wanted to launch on Thursday. That was like the day I said I was going to do it. So we just went for it. And it's like, okay, we're going with the t-shirts and then we'll start from there, which I'm totally fine with. Like,
yeah,
I'd rather start small than build than have all this stuff. And then it's like, well, where do we go from there? You know, you gotta ease it in.
Yeah. And you have a tweet. You have a pinned tweet right now that people can find it.
I do. Yes, okay. I do. So.
Erica's for the win, everybody. Go to her Twitter. Anyways.
Long time coming, you know, something I wanted to do for a minute and people would ask and in the back of my mind, I'd be like, yeah, I know, I want to. But I would kind of like play it off like, yeah, maybe in the future, you know, I'll do that. But it's finally here.
The real question.
What's up?
When are we getting backlog merch?
soon. We're going to talk soon. Behind the scenes because we do need to, yeah. We got to decide, soon. Like, you're we go in through my store. We do, what are we doing? You know, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. Yeah, so stay tuned for that, you guys. I hope you're excited because I'm very excited. I was super nervous to launch it. I don't know why. I was nervous. I don't know. It's like anxiety or something. It just happened, man.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah, so I think it was more...
Not even your art, dude. I'm the one that's like, I've got my art on stuff.
Right. If I was an artist, yeah, that would be more pressure. But I think it was more of along the lines of like, I want to do it right. I hope there's no hiccups. I hope this works, you know? So it was more about like that nervousness, I guess.
Sure.
But yeah, shout out to the chat. I see Merc in the chat. What's up, Merc? Dave, mm-hmm. Rob. You guys, Hannibal again. I'm reading his name again.
Why you stop? Okay, now you're not allowed to mention Hannibal this entire
show. I meant to say Hustle. All right, so let's get into the show. What are we going to do? Talk about what we've been playing. You want to start there?
Yeah, I mean, it's, I calmed the fuck down, I say, as I beat Suikoden 2. So
calmed down, right? Okay, so
I calmed down.
So how was it?
Quote, Suikoden 2. I mean, I think it's pretty beloved by Suikoden players, but I mean, it was all right. It was definitely better than the second, or the sorry, better than the first one, in my opinion. The story was pretty good. I wish, I don't know. I lost a bit of the story, I don't know how to explain it. It was like I was doing so much in between story beats that it was kind of like almost felt disjointed for me at times. But that was just because I wanted to get all the characters and get the better ending. But yeah, overall, it was a pretty good PS1 game.
PS1, are you going back?
Of course. I play one retro game and then I've got a couple of games on stream rotation. Right now, stream rotation is I've been playing a lot of like Xenoblade. Chronicles.
Okay. Yeah, I saw you playing that. I was in there, one of those streams.
That game is fucking lit, bro. Oh my god.
Is it as good as they say? I mean, I always hear it's good. It's as good as they say.
Bro. It's literally oh my god. I mean, I love it. I don't know if you would. But only because it's like
yeah.
It's like it's not because it's an RPG. That's not the problem. The problem is it's a big open world and then there's a lot of stuff to do, and I don't know how much you would want to do, but I'm trying to do a lot. So it's like there's a lot of like side quests and things, right? And there's just like kill quests and whatever. That's a lot of my like time off stream is usually me doing a lot of like side questing, and then usually I do the story on stream. If I can, I try to. But yeah, holy shit, it's taking up so much of my time right now. I love it, though. It's, oh my god. Erica, you know you have problems when you play a game and you're like, wow, I haven't played a game this good in, like, years. Like, what the fuck is wrong with me? But, like, actually, though, it's like hitting all of the things that I want in a video game. Wow. And it's like, it's just, yes, it's very good.
So it's like a total Char game, is what you're saying.
It's a Char game.
Char game.
Yeah. It's literally a Char game. It's insane. It's just great. I haven't started it yet, but I picked up Monster Hunter GU, which is Generations Ultimate. So that was on sale. I think it's still on sale, actually, right now, as of this podcast. But I picked that up. I haven't started it yet, but we'll see when. I don't know when I'm going to start it. We'll see. I don't know.
Got you.
And then I'm about to start another Retro Day game because I have Retro Day every week. And the next Retro Day game, because I beat Suikoden 2, is going to be Star Ocean First Departure R.
Damn, look at you. All of your schedule and your whole thing. And you just working. You're going through these games.
I get through games. I mean, 30 games beat this year. Let's go. Like, you know.
30 games. Then you have me. Total opposite. I'm just a freaking butterfly. I'm over here playing this thing.
That's fine. Then you got shit to do, though.
Then the Halo thing comes out, which we're going to talk about, the test, technical test.
Oh, boy.
Then I'm like, let me go play that. And then it's like back to this other thing. It's crazy, man. I try and keep up. But at the same time, it's not even about like, oh, I need to keep up with everyone else. It's not even that. It's just more of like for my own desire. Like, I need to play this stuff. There's just so many games. It's a little time.
There's a lot.
Yeah. So one of those games, though, was or is Kina or Kana. Char, I struggle with this name.
Bro, I read it and I'm like Japanese brain. I want to say Kena because it's Kena. I want to say Kena. And then like, and then it's like, and then some people like you, like my English side of my brain says Kina. And I'm like, what is it, man? What is it?
So at first I said Kena. I'm like, oh, that's Kena. Then
it makes sense.
They
didn't change it.
They corrected it in like a video. They said how it's pronounced or whatever. And I thought it was Kina. So I finally got over the hump of like saying Kena. And I'm like, oh, Kina, Kina, Kina. I play the game. And I'm talking to one of the characters. They call her
Kena.
Kena.
Oh, right. Kena. Oh, yeah. No, I saw that in your video earlier. Kena. I was like, where the fuck is the A sound coming from?
It's like,
what the fuck?
I guess if we sound it out, it's like K-A-Y-N-A or something. But like, yeah.
Well, see, here's the thing. If they had put it like an A-E sound in, or if they had spelled it K-A-E-N-A, I could have like, I could have been like, okay, I get where you, you know, I get how you got there. But just be, it's just an E. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's weird. I get it in the way of like, if it was two N's, it's Kena. Easy. But sure. but I guess with the one N, it just kind of like throws that off. And then, yeah, man, I was like so proud. I'm like, I'm finally saying it, Kena. And it's like, and then I play the game. Kena. It's Kena. I'm like, dude, what? I can't say this game.
Dude, I know. And here's the thing. Coming from somebody who knows that English is a fucked language and we pronounce shit weird all the time.
Right.
That still doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't. And I'm just going by the game and how they called her in the game. So I'm like, well, it's got to be that. Right?
Oh my god. I don't know.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Beyond that headache, I'm about maybe, gosh, I played that for an hour and then the stream. I'm maybe like 6 hours in, give or take. Shit. Yeah, I wish I was further in, but I just, you know, was doing other things. But like,
sure.
First impressions, I guess I'll just give them. And if you have any questions, I know you watched some of my gameplay. You can see on the screen right now, I'm changing the difficulty at this moment. And the settings with like the visuals. When you're in these caves, I don't know if it's my monitor or what, but it is so dark in there. So I was constantly having to shift like the darkness, the gamma on it.
It looks fine on the stream. I mean, obviously it's going to look fine on stream. It's like native, but yeah, it didn't look, even on the stream, it didn't look too crazy dark.
I think it's because it's like that's how it's recorded and then what I was seeing on my monitor.
But I think your monitor would be wildin', but we'll see.
Yeah, I was in those settings quite a bit, you know, not just for that, but also the difficulty, because I started on normal. I'm like, let me just try it, you know, for the heck of it. And fought
you
one enemy.
You ramped that up. You ramped that up really, really fast.
After one enemy. So I'm like, okay, let's do this. I'm going hardest difficulty. And then I could see that once you beat the game, there's a harder difficulty you unlock. Yeah. So I'd be very curious to see that, because now that I've played 6 hours or so, it ramps up. I can confirm. And people were telling me that too. They're like, Erica, just wait. It's going to get harder. And sure enough, it did. A couple of bosses gave me some trouble. And it's just because they get more aggressive and they do damage. Like one boss in particular would kill me in 3 hits.
Damn.
So if you get hit the one time, you're trying to dodge and you get hit again, and then you're like hit by a projectile or something, you're done. So I was like, okay, Kena, I said it right.
Oh my god.
Kena out here kicking my butt a little bit. So it does ramp up. But I've noticed a lot of people have described this in a good way of like, this feels like a PS2 GameCube era game.
I can see that.
The way it plays and like the puzzles and everything, but it's like that, but remastered, because it looks gorgeous, right? It looks like today's graphics and it's beautiful. So that's like a really good way to describe it. And I felt that too playing. I'm like, yeah, this is kind of like old school, you know, like the old school puzzles. Like, for example, there's one, it's somewhat of a spoiler, I guess, if you don't want to know puzzles. It's just like, you know how you use the light ability?
Yeah.
That you were kind of getting after me for not using quicker.
That was so funny. But like, as an observer, obviously it's easier to see these things, but when you're playing, sometimes you don't see them, whatever. Yeah. But you weren't even streaming, my guy.
I was okay, I was really tired.
You were recording?
I was really tired. Bro, guys, but anyways, that... So That ability, I would use that to light candles, for example. Mm-hmm. And it would light in a certain pattern, like the first candle over here, then this one, this. And I'm like, oh, and I look around like, oh, okay, I have to do this order. So it's got that old school charm of like maybe like an old Zelda or something like that. It reminded me of Ocarina of Time a little bit. 23 is number one, that puzzle back then. I was like, oh, you had to go in order and stuff. So I was like, that's really cool. So it's a lot of things like that, and it looks beautiful. I'm looking at it again right now. It's a beautiful game. I had nitpicks though. I don't know if you saw, if you got that far in my video. I was nitpicking a little bit.
Don't think I did. What did you nitpick on it?
Because like when you're in it with combat or like areas like this where there's like floating things in the air, it looks cool. It looks lively, but then there's other areas where it's like really stiff. And like the trees just sit there. There's no movement. There's nothing. So I just felt like, man.
Are you really giving me the, if I walk through this foliage, it doesn't move right now? Is that what you're giving me right now? Are you serious?
Not the foliage walking through, because there are plants you walk through and they move. It's more of like the trees and in around you, or like as you're walking down a path. And yeah, everything's just kind of still. So I during my video, I said, I think I'm spoiled because, you know, I've been playing Ghost of Tsushima, games like where there's like movement and
everything,
life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's me just being totally unfair to happening, because these guys, this developer Ember Lab, which thank you again. Thank you again to them for sending me a code to play this game. It's their first game. This is their first game, Char.
Bro, it's lit, man.
Right?
That's really good. I mean, obviously, there's going to be people from the gaming industry in there. I don't actually know who. I should look it up. Who worked on this? I have no idea. But
yeah. But they're, you know, 20 people or so, something like that.
Yeah.
But it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very impressive and good combat overall. But like I said, it's kind of has that old school, like you're dodging and jumping and you're hitting. In the air, you do a double jump, you do like the spin jump, like you go upstairs, you climb things, and then you solve puzzles and kind of like work through this world. But I don't know if you want to know anything about it, maybe, because you haven't
played it
yet.
I mean, it looks like a regular old collection adventure game. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that looks,
collecting.
This is cool.
I think you would like it a lot.
I probably would. And I'd probably beat it in like 2 sessions.
Two sessions, maybe. With the way you play, probably.
Maybe three.
I wouldn't
put
it past
aggressive. I'm pretty aggressive when it comes to the playstyle, but usually I get it done.
Yeah. So. I would not be surprised. But yeah, BK in the chat said it was dark for him too. So he's talking about the caves and stuff. Yeah, it gets kind of dark in there. But other than that, I mean, it's a cool game.
What else? You said you were fluttering like a butterfly going around games. What else?
Oh, that Halo.
The Halo.
Playing that Halo.
What happened with Halo, man? What's up?
Let's talk about Halo. Let me close this video, because as I'm speaking to you right now, Char, and as I was playing that gameplay, your camera was freezing a little bit. Mine froze a couple times. The gameplay hesitated.
Yep.
My PC is
dying. It's brand new, it's dying.
Something happened. Okay, so
is weird, man.
I've been playing Halo, the technical test on PC.
What's your tweet on that, actually? Because tweet something? You tweeted about that or somebody. I saw a tweet this morning.
I did. I said something about, like, on its own, it plays fine. But when I stream it or I have OBS open, which I do now and I'm streaming right now, my PC is tainted. Something happened to my PC.
Tainted.
It's tainted.
Oh no.
PC,
messed up.
There's criticisms. Either people are having performance issues, like straight up frames dropping on their gameplay. They cannot play it. It's unplayable, stuff like that. Or they're like me, where they just simply can't stream it. And OBS just crapped out.
Like, so is this one of those things where it's like, if you don't have a monster PC, there's no fucking way you're recording or anything? Like, that's ridiculous.
You would think, but there's people with 2070s, 3080s, 90s, they're having issues too.
Mm-hmm. What the? Bro, that's fucked up. Yes. Somebody fucked up. That code is messed somewhere.
Something going on with the PC version. Like, Xbox, they're fine. Like,
someone quote tweeted you and said something about, like, a RAM issue. I feel like it's a RAM issue.
Oh, that was Dave. Yeah, he thinks it's the VRAM being used up.
That's such an oversight if that's what's happening, though.
Right.
Like a RAM leak? Really? Guys, in the year of 2021, you're really being like that?
It's pretty crazy. This game is 2 months away, right?
That's spooky, though. That's messed up.
And we talked about it before, you know, people think it should be delayed and things like that. We've had those conversations. You said that, and you're saying it again.
I mean, bro. Yes.
This game is going to be free, Char, free to play, the multiplayer.
I don't care. And I don't give a fuck. They should not do that.
Right.
This shouldn't happen at this point. If this is messing up people's computers, no, get that out of here. We don't need that. Not right now.
Yeah, it's a trip because, you know, I'm playing it on my own without streaming or anything, and it's fine. To me, it's fine. I know maybe some elitist might come in and be like, oh, there's a frame drop. But, like, I thought it played fine. It was smooth to me, and I was having a good time. I'm like, let me try and stream it. I just tried to stream it last night. For me, it looked fine, but, like, for the viewers, it chopped. It chopped. And then I didn't want to deal with it. I'm like, we're switching games. So I went to console and played Ghost. But, yeah.
That's not a good look if people can't even stream your game, dude.
I'm going to see if this video will play. We're going to test it, all right?
Oh, my God.
Because I do have,
yes, please.
You know,
gameplay. That's just not a good look for your product. If you've got that many people saying that they've got a problem streaming it, and, I mean, it's obviously not the program that they're using. Like, come on. What is that?
Yeah, but when it works, Char, I gotta say, I really like this Halo. I really like it. I love the pistol, which I use a lot of. You're gonna see in the gameplay.
Well, you're already on the pistol. That's funny.
I pull it out immediately because it's not the default. It's
like, let's go pistol.
But see how it stutters? That's not the gameplay. That's my video. Oof. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. So hopefully I'll just play a little bit. If it gets bad, I'll turn it off. But it feels good. I feel like I could move really fast and do some things with, like, my movement. I can, like, get in cover real quick. I can duck and kind of move around, slide into hiding and work the map a little bit. So I really like that. I like the speed. I like the guns. They just, when you get a headshot, Char, with that pistol,
Feels good, man.
My gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Feels really good. Satisfying. It has, like, a sound to it and, like, a feel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. If it's good headshot sounds are hella nice. For sure.
And that gun I picked up in the video, which if people can see.
That thing looks nasty. What the hell is that?
Somebody, I forget who it was. They're like, Erica, there's, like, a Returnal type of gun in this game. I'm like, really? And I found it during this match. I'm like, oh, that's it. It's got, like, a spread and, like, it's pretty cool.
Damn, dude.
Different weapons and stuff, and just feels good. So I hope they can fix the PC issues, because otherwise I'm playing this on console because I want to play it. I really want to play this game once it's out and really get good at it, I guess.
Get good?
You're not interested in Halo at all?
I don't give a fuck. Like, why do you even say these things? You know what I'm going to say.
The way you...
Like, I don't know why you want... Why do you want me to say it on stream for everybody to hear? I've said it a million times. I don't care.
I was looking right at you when you said that, and you were frozen. The face you had was so... It was so good, man.
Oh, no.
It was like, I don't care. It was like the perfect I don't care face. It was good. Mm-hmm. It was super good.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, man, it's a shame because, you know, I mean, it's a technical test. This is not the finished product. We have to say that.
That's fine.
But it's still concerning for people. It's
concerning,
right?
For sure. If especially if it messed up your computer and messed up other people's computers. I need to know what happened. I want to know what happened.
I have some troubleshooting to do tonight because I made some tweaks.
Troubleshooters assemble.
I made some tweaks before this stream and before us doing the show, and I thought, it's going to be fine. You know, we're going to stream without these hiccups, but you're freezing and everything during this video. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously something's wrong.
Yeah.
Worst comes to worst, I'm going to have to just uninstall the game, uninstall a few things, change some settings, and then hopefully everything's good, because my PC typically does not have issues like this. Like, I have perfect setup right now. So
damn, okay, fucking flex though. Jeez.
I will flex because I earned it, Char, man. You know how much, you know how many tutorials I've been through and how many days of troubleshooting to get to this point.
How many videos you made. I know.
Yeah, like it's been a long time. I've been doing this, Char. I have the perfect setup right now.
Only 10k subs though? No. I'm kidding.
Wow. Ah! Okay. All right. I'll take that as a challenge. I'm almost to 11. Char, are we getting there? I'm going to get all insecure right now. Freak. Yeah.
No, it's fine.
Freaking Char, man. But yeah.
10K more than I have. Let's go.
I don't even know what to say, man. You took.
It's 10K more than I have, dude. That's a pretty good number. Come on.
Feeling all small again. I was feeling all shut good up. Coming into this.
You're good. Beach, come on. Come on. Yeah.
Freaking Char. But yeah, Halo. Halo Infinite. I'm excited to play it. Again, I'm playing this on console, most likely. I'm going to play this on my Series S. Because it just works, man.
Why wouldn't you, to be honest? Unless you're really a hardcore PC person, right? Halo is meant for Xbox, is it not? Am I crazy?
People could argue that. Like, yeah, everything. Not everything, but Halo does play better there or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
MCC, you know, the Master Chief Collection. I don't know if you remember when that launched. That had horrible issues, but I think that was console as well. So, I mean, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's 343, this is no secret. They need to come correct because their reputation is... It's shaky because of recent stuff and people feeling like this ain't the Halo it used to be. And, you know, they have that thought about it. So I feel like this game just needs to be great in the minds of the players right now. And these little things, these little bad experiences that we're having, even if it's just on PC, it's like, that's not a good look. So
no.
I don't know. We'll see. It comes out in December. Did I say a couple months? Like 3 months. 2.5 months or so. It's coming out.
Yeah, 2.5.
And we'll see what happens.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said I'm crying inside. But yeah. What else can we say about it? You want to care about it? You don't even care. So it's like, you don't got no questions?
I mean, I said it before. I mean, I'll be happy if the people are happy. Like, honestly, I want their game to be good.
This is showing the whole game.
It's looking spooky right now, though, so.
Yeah, it kind of is. It wasn't even showing the whole game there. That looks all bad. Anyways,
can we talk about my hype shit now?
Yeah, let's talk about it. What do you want to talk about?
Monster Hunter Rise!
Oh, you want to get into Nintendo?
I'm so excited for Monster Hunter Rise! Oh my god, bro. I'm dying oh my god. Honestly, guys, I totally forgot the direct was happening and I woke up to all these tweets of like Monster Hunter shit and I was just like, oh my god, there was a Nintendo direct and there was actually Monster Hunter. Holy shit. I freaked out, dude. Okay. Dude, I'm so excited. We're getting a whole ass expansion, bro. Whole ass expansion.
Expansion. Okay.
Fucking finally. Because all they've been doing is doing like their like Capcom collabs or like whatever, fine. It's not bringing people back to the game per se for like long enough to like, I don't know how to explain. Unless you're a really hardcore like Monster Hunter fan and you're like, I don't know, HR 600 now. Like most people have probably fallen off the game and not played in a while, like me. So I'm super excited for the expansion to come out because holy shit, we're getting everything. We're getting everything.
Well, fill me in. What are you guys getting? What is it?
We're getting New stories, new locales, new monsters, hunting, actions, and quest rank, which is going to be G rank. It's going to be hype. Also, you know what else is hype? Is that fucking super chat. Holy shit.
Oh, shoot. Smokes. Thank you so much. So it just says hi with a hug. Hi. Air hug. Thank you so much for the super chat. Appreciate it. Appreciate you guys for reals.
Yeah.
The hype. The hype is strong in Shar. You can hear it.
Yeah, but like, here's the thing. They said, I don't remember who told me this, but they said it's going to be the size of Iceborne for World. So if you remember how big Iceborne was, it's that, but for Rise. And we're getting not one locale. They didn't say one locale. They said locales with an S, which means there might be two more, which is exciting. I'm excited. And then monsters, we need more monsters, honestly, because there's not a lot of monsters in Rise. And I want them. And then the, it's called Sunbreak is the name of the expansion. And the monster that they showed, oh my goodness, it looks so cool. I want to fight that thing right now. Give me that. I want that. I want that armor.
Mm. Yes. So you're excited.
Yes. Of course I'm excited. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you and your monster freaking hunter. Freaking out, dude. I mean, it's cool, out, bro. You know?
And the quest rank, I don't know. I haven't played any Monster Hunter long enough to be in G rank, but I'm excited for G rank. Holy shit, let's go.
I made a little switch to the settings, and yeah, it didn't help. But didn't help. Damn.
That sucks.
Like whatever. I said in the beginning of the show, you guys, there's going to be some hiccups with the video. Just maybe watch something else. Just listen to us. You know, we'll relax you. As long as the audio is good, I mean,
it is a podcast after all, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Seeing us is just extra, right, Shar?
Yes.
This is all extra.
Yes. You all should be blessed.
Especially with you.
What?
The one
I mean, today I got the drip, so, you know.
You got the drip, but you're also the one who breaks everything. You broke my phone. You're probably the reason my PC's doing this. It's not even Halo.
I didn't do shit.
Maybe I thought of you or something. Maybe you thought of me. Put a curse on me last night. I don't know. But it is what it is.
I definitely thought of you last night because I didn't see that tweet.
see?
Blashed.
That's probably what it is. Yeah, shoot. But no, that's cool. So what else? We got to talk about this Nintendo Direct. And you're kind of...
Yeah,
you
watched more than me. This Nintendo Direct kind of went off, honestly. What else? Sorry, guys. I got to scrub through because I didn't actually watch it. I was kind of just refreshing and looking at stuff before the stream. Kirby. We're getting more Kirby. I'm so excited for that.
That's going to be fun.
Can't do the R's though. Do the thing. Do the R's.
The Kirby
with the rolled R's.
I don't think I've ever rolled an R on Kirby. Kirby.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
You can do it, Shar. Try. Just
no,
try.
No, I can't. I literally no. You heard me try just now. I can't roll R's at all.
Let me see if I can do your name. Hold
I can't up. Speak Spanish.
Let me see if I can do your name. Shar's kind of weird. Shar. Wait. Shar. I can't do it. Shar's weird. Shar's weird.
What is that?
Oh my God. Because I think the CH, it doesn't flow. It doesn't work. Off, yeah, it doesn't work. Let me stop. I was ahead too. I should have stopped. Anyways, go ahead.
Stumble your head. No, Kirby looks great. I'm so excited. It's like open world apocalyptic Kirby. It's going to be good. It's going to be cute. I love it. I'm excited for that.
You were saying before the show that it reminded you of Mario Odyssey.
It's literally just Mario Odyssey, but with Kirby. Sorry, not sorry, because that's literally what it is.
I guess,
like, come on,
that wouldn't be a bad thing per se. I mean, not Odyssey was good. Yeah, Odyssey was good.
I'm when people say that, they're gonna be like, well, the villain is not like Odyssey at all. It's like, oh, well, no, I'm talking about like the engine and like the angles and like, you know, the overall just like structure of Odyssey with like the level design, not the level design, sorry, but like the way that they probably made the game, they're just putting a Kirby over that,
like a Kirby skin
with like Kirby abilities and enemies. Yeah, I mean if you watch the trailer, it's like, oh yeah, this could be Odyssey if Kirby wasn't there, you know what I mean? It's a little bit more cutesified because, you know, Kirby, but that was another highlight for me. And then they showed a little bit more of what they did to Triangle. What is this game called again? Frick. Triangle Strategy? Is that what they called it?
Triangle Strategy.
Is that what they called it? Strategy Triangle? Fuck, what is that?
The heck is that?
Triangle Strategy. It's the tactics, the RPG tactics demo that they had last time.
I haven't seen this.
You don't remember this shit? Oh my god.
No.
Fucking fake fan out here. No, they had a demo that they put out the last, I think it was one or two directs ago. And then they got feedback from it and they were just saying in this direct what the feedback was and what they changed.
Okay.
That was really short. But then after that, they showed Metroid Dread, which was exciting.
Tell me about it, because I have not seen all of it.
Tell you about it?
Just how's it looking?
It looks like old Metroid. I don't know what to tell you, man.
2D Metroid.
I don't play Metroid, but like it looks like a 2D Metroid, but it's got like a lot of like, it's got more cinematics and stuff, which is cool. I like that.
I think it looks good. Like, watch me stream it. I'm gonna be streaming it, so you can watch me stream.
I will watch you soon.
Yeah.
What else is there?
Metroid. I'm excited.
We can talk about this. They announced the Nintendo 64 upgrade. Is it an upgrade? It's an upgrade, right? To the online.
The virtual console thing.
Yeah, but it's like extra.
Yeah,
that's why people are kind of mad about it.
Or something. You got to pay more, right? What do you know?
So
the,
you have to have. You've got it. I don't know that. I don't know the prices, but like. Because I'm on my friend's Nintendo Online. He's got like a family plan, and I'm just on his plan basically. But it is so you have to pay for the online for Nintendo. Obviously, it's like any fucking service now. So you got to pay for that. But then the Nintendo 64 games are going to be extra on top of that, which has some people kind of like
typical Nintendo. It's typical.
Yeah, no,
doesn't surprise me.
If they have good games later on, like if they keep adding new things and like actually good fucking games on there, I think it would be worthwhile. But right now it's like, who knows what I don't think we have actually
is there a list?
Have an idea of what. No.
Well, they did show, they showed, I saw the little reel.
They showed a lot of
it was like Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, but are they gonna put Ocarina of Time on there?
What else was on there? There's a couple on there.
Is Mario Kart
probably
not free, but it's like, I don't know.
For the main tier, you're saying it's gonna cost extra.
Well, yeah.
Mario Kart was on there. Star Fox. Because they were talking about the multiplayer. You could do 4-player multiplayer, online or local.
Phantasy Star, and Streets of Rage, and Echo the Dolphin, all of the things. But like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. Wait, did they have an actual thing? Oh, that's right. They were adding the Genesis in there too. They're adding Genesis games in, I'm hyped for, because I can see Sonic 2 right there, and Sonic 2 is one of my favorite games. I see you, Nintendo, getting me with the Sonic 2. Screw you. That Golden Axe, though. Golden Axe is hype. And Streets of Rage is hype.
I've seen some reactions, like, floating around Twitter and stuff. People were mad hyped. I know it's Nintendo. There's a lot of hype videos with anything Nintendo. But for this part, specifically, N64.
N64 is kind of lit.
It's
like,
fire.
Kind of popped off.
I love N64. Like, I grew up on it. So, I mean, obviously.
Hold on. Let me look. It says games planned for future
release.
And then it scrolls past here. Hold on. I think they're going to just put all of their. So, they got Majora's Mask, Mario Golf, Pokemon Snap, F-Zero X, Kirby Crystal Shards, Paper Mario, Banjo-Kazooie. That's all they showed for the future. That's future releases. So
Banjo.
It might not be. Yeah, Banjo's gonna be on there. Banjo will be fun. I've never played Banjo, so.
Oh, that's a good. You gotta play it.
Yeah.
It's one of the best.
But, I don't know. I'll have to look into that.
There are people out there who think Banjo's better than Mario 64, which.
Because it is.
Honestly, I need to play Banjo again.
I just don't like Mario, okay? Guys,
you
don't know if you know this. I really don't like Mario.
Remember we had a topic in the past, like franchises that need to die or something like that?
I said Mario.
You were like,
I said Mario so fucking fast. Oh my god.
You were like, kill him off.
Kill him off, dude. Just let him die.
You're talking
wild.
Bring
back Banjo.
The disrespect on Mario is crazy.
Bring back better fucking characters. I don't know what the fuck. Like, Mario popped off, and I'm tired of him, dude. I'm sick of seeing him.
You don't like all the different iterations? Mario Golf, Mario Tennis, Mario Party, Mario.
And now we got fucking Chris Pratt being the voice of. Get out of here. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Jack Black is Bowser, right?
Jack Black is Bowser kind of would be good.
That's
kind of
fire. I think I'm cool with that one.
Fire.
Yeah. I might watch it just for him.
Dude. Oh, so stupid. That was a part of the direct too, those announcements right at the end, I think.
So you telling me you don't want Mario World, you know, like the theme park That thing is a thing in like Japan or something. Don't they make it? They make like a Super Mario World.
Such a cash grab is ridiculous.
You gotta go.
No, I don't. I'm not going.
You
to
gotta
that.
Go. For
I've
me.
Seen so many videos, and I'm just like, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care, dude.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. My god, it's so cringe.
You're not interested in like Mario Jacuzzi party, Mario.
What the fuck, Mario Jacuzzis? What are you talking about?
I mean,
about?
We got every other game that's ever existed with Mario's name on it. Might as well do a jacuzzi game.
True that, though.
Might Mario well. Jacuzzi stream. I'd play that. I'd play it.
I mean, would you though? Would you actually?
So tell me what else. What else do we get in this thing?
I mean, there's a lot of other stuff. I mean, of course, we just talked about the announcements for the voice actors of Mario. I don't give a fuck about that. But also, at the end, they showed the best girl, which is Bayonetta, for those who aren't uninformed. We're getting Bayonetta 3! Ah, I'm so excited! She looks so good, and she looks fucking sexy, and god damn it!
Let me see Bayonetta. If I can manage to play this on this stream. But yeah, she looked... I kind of had so a good. Feeling. I had a feeling it was Bayonetta, like after maybe 5 to 10 so seconds.
We've Dude, Bayonetta people have been waiting for that game for fucking ever. It's crazy. Guys,
right.
Guys, I don't know if you guys played Bayonetta, but she looks like her younger self, and I'm actually fucking fan. I'm freaking out. Like, it's... Oh my god. She looks so good. I love it.
I mean, some people legit... Even me, I was thinking like, where is this game? Like, is it dead? Like, what's going on? Because
they were really secretive about it though. Because to just come out with this is actually like, there's gameplay in this video. Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
Like before that, we didn't even know if it was in development still. And then they just come out here with like kaiju battle fucking Bayonetta. Are you kidding me, dude?
Because it just kind of disappeared. They showed it, they announced it, and then it disappeared. It's kind of
shut up about it, which is actually kind of like kind of really hard to do now, where you don't get any leaks until they showed this. That's crazy.
That's surprising, actually, that's dedication. Right? Yeah, surprising. Usually things get leaked and like, stuff, but
the way that these people were secretive about this shit. Holy shit, man!
There she is on the screen.
I love her.
I noticed some people were really going in on the graphics, you know, typical, this
it's
looks ugly.
Switch, though, right?
It's the
like,
Switch.
What are you going to do with that? Like, there's...
But she
dude,
looks cool, man.
So
she
looks great.
Yeah.
Like, you can only do so much with the Switch engine and the console, right? And it's like, it's exclusive for Switch. I'm like, bro, don't kid yourself. You're putting this on PC eventually. Like, fuck off.
I think I'd want to play it on PC if I could.
PC would be lit.
Yeah,
PC would be fun.
Man, those extra frames.
You know the modders would get on that shit, though. It'd be
oh,
weird,
my god. I could just imagine.
Oh, my god.
She fighting naked. She
all
definitely
the time.
Fighting naked. Yeah, all the
oh
time.
Oh, my god.
Thong and bra. We already know that's coming.
And I'm like, I know Bayonetta is not necessarily about the story, but, like, what the fuck is happening? Like, I want to know.
Oh, she did like a whole dance thing. She
that's what I'm saying. I told you.
Oh shoot, I didn't see this part.
Oh my god, Erica didn't. Guys, I asked Erica if she played Bayonetta. She's like, I didn't even beat the first one.
I played
like,
the first
are
one.
And
didn't
out.
Beat it, but I got pretty in there. On
yeah.
the Switch. It was
you
on
don't
the
remember
Switch.
The dancing, dude? She dances for the summons.
Yeah,
all,
kinda,
in all the
yeah, kinda. The whole. I just remember like the guns on the boots, bro. And you know she does that thing, the twirlings, and she gets down. You know she's very flashy.
I also haven't.
I could appreciate
I the second
that.
One. I gotta buy the second one because I have a Switch now. I didn't have a Switch before, so that's on my list of
There's
things
a spider
to buy.
In this damn game?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Actually, I think it's a scorpion. Might be
I think
a
it was a spider. That looks sick, though. I like that part.
Oh, it's a spider, and then it's got a stinger. I don't know. It's weird.
That was cool. Bayonetta, man. It's alive. It's alive.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of story. As Dave said, there is quite a bit of story. As much as, like, the gameplay is actually really, like, solid. But yeah. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's great. I'm excited. It's gonna be a good one.
No release date, right?
I don't think they announced
think
it
so.
If they did.
Let me watch through it again.
No,
I don't think. Because that would have been a huge deal.
They just
like,
announced who was working on it. Oh, it says 2022. So maybe next year. Next year sometime.
I'm
I mean, it looks
it right
like
now.
It's pretty
Platinum
much
games.
Done.
2022. That thing getting delayed. That shit getting delayed for real. Mark it down. Delayed 2023.
For real.
That's what I'm saying. For real. Yeah, 2023. Say, yeah. I want to say the same for Zelda.
That teaser.
I could be wrong, but you know, it's just it's crazy,
dude,
right
2022
now.
2022 is gonna be crazy though.
Not only is it like, you know, pandemic stuff, but it's also freaking Nintendo. That's a double combo. That's a double delay.
Yeah.
Double delay.
Wow. We're doubling down.
Yeah.
It's coming out winter 2022.
I was talking about this yesterday. I was on a show with BitCloud and Meds and Blaze. Shout out to those guys. You remember Blaze and BitCloud? You remember them, right?
Vaguely.
We've had them on the show.
I know.
Oh, shoot. Well, anyways, they have a show together. And I was a guest yesterday. We were talking about this show. They added it at the end. They're like, oh, we need to talk about Nintendo. Real quick, you know, it was like a last minute thing. We barely talked
about
it.
How do you talk about Nintendo real quick, though? Is that even possible? Did you do it?
With them, it is. They some Sony fans. Sony allegiance over there. I came up through with my Sony shirt. I had to fit in. I had to fit in or else they kicked me out.
Oh my God.
But anyways, I said on there, like, man, because they wanted my opinion and stuff. And I was like, well, I saw some of it, but... Wait, what did I see? Oh, no, this was before. Wait, what am I talking about? No, this was after. I'm tripping. My days are all blurred right now. Yeah, we were talking about this. And I said to them, I was like, honestly, like, I don't even think about my Switch anymore. Like, it's just over there collecting dust, Char.
What?
Even when it comes to Metroid, I love Metroid, especially 2D Metroid.
You're not thinking, you're really? You're going to pick up Dread, beat it, and put it back down?
Yes. Yeah, because it's like when I would be asked maybe like 2-3 months ago, hey, Erica, what games are you getting for the rest of the year? And I would name them Battlefield, you know, Halo, whatever. And I would always forget to say Metroid because it's just not in my mind. Like the Switch and Nintendo is just not in my head. So yeah.
That's rude.
It's very rude, but I think they deserve it.
I came to the Switch late, so I've, you know, I'm working through all the games that I want to get through, but I'm sure once I get through like the Switch exclusives that I want to play, I'm back on that PS4 like real quick, you know.
That's what it is. It's like,
gonna take, here's the thing though, it's gonna take me a while because there are quite a few games I want to play on the Switch, but like even then I can say pretty confidently if I wasn't playing and I didn't have plans to play a lot of like Switch exclusives at this moment in time, I probably wouldn't be playing it because it's weird. It's like I don't jump around games as much on the Switch as I do on my PS4, if that makes sense. Like I'll boot up my PS4 and I'm like, what should I play today? And I get all like, you know, contemplative and we're like, I don't know what to play. And then the Switch is like, I'm only playing one game at one time. And it's like, it's always there when I turn it on. I'm like, okay, back to this. And I'm like, that's fine. It's like, great. I don't care. But I'm very less likely to like jump around games when I'm on my Switch.
That's true. I'm the same way. Like when I was playing like Fire Emblem, it was just Fire Emblem. That's it. I wasn't playing no multiplats or like nothing on there. It's just exclusive.
You think I've touched Animal Crossing in like half a year? Absolutely not. Like there. I have it downloaded.
Can we have an honorary mention for our little animals that we've left behind? Dude.
Oh my God. My island. Yeah. No, dude. I was talking to my friends about this the other day because they, if you didn't know, guys, they announced that they're having an Animal Crossing Direct just for Animal Crossing things.
Coming out.
Which is really cool. They're going to have a whole update for that too. But like, I heard that and I was like, shit, I haven't been back on my island in like 4 months. Like, I bet.
I think it was like, Audible. Shout out to Audible. He was like, I think he sent me like a meme or something of like, oh, your island that you've left behind, and like those poor animals, you just left them there. Animals. And he was like, how dry is your island right now? And I'm like, it's probably a freaking desert. Like everyone's gone, deserted.
Oh my God. there's so the thing crazy. Too, is like my friend, well, we were talking about this with my other friend, with Kill Master, and it was like, he kind of nailed it. It was like, there's no end game. Except for making your island look nice or really the way that you want it to. Right. And that's fine for some people, but for like, you know, for us, we're, you know, we want to do a little bit more. It's like, there's no incentive really other than just making things look good, which is like, I'm interested in that, but like the work, the amount of work it'll take in that game is just like, I don't know. I don't want to put time into that.
I remember what happened with me is that I was like, okay, I really want to do all the sidewalks and like have them connect to the homes and like have Once I did that,
I have a whole plan in my head for my thing.
It was over.
I just never did it.
Once I did it though, like I was like, I can't do any more than this. I like how it looks. It's like it was dead to me after that. Like I there's nothing else to do. I mean, you would do the same thing day in and day out, but like as far as designs and how I wanted the island to look, I kind of hit that peak and I'm like, okay, I guess I'm done. And I didn't touch it no more. I haven't touched it since.
I have this whole plan where it's like, I have like a walkway with like a fountain. And then my plan was to have like branching paths, kind of like a tree, to like different parts of the island where different villagers would live and like have different like themes and whatever. Yeah. That was my whole idea. It's like, bro, the amount of time that would take me to just set that up. Oh my God. I can't even. Cause you have to terraform everything too. And then if you're just like, you know, bridges and all that shit, it's like slopes and stuff. It's like, I can't, dude. Like what? Some people can. Some people make great looking islands and I'm jealous, but like, I've seen them.
Yeah, I've seen them. It's just, shout out to Blue Bear. That was my favorite little villager and all those, I forget the rest
Blue
of their
Bear.
Names.
Wait, is Blue that the Bear. Name of your, Blue yeah. Bear's the name?
Yeah,
that's amazing.
His name was, or,
that's
I think
adorable.
It was a girl, I think.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Shout
it was a Blue Bear.
To, shout out to Raymond on my island.
Aww.
I miss Raymond. Raymond's really cute.
It was a cute game. You know, you buy the little clothes. You can give them presents. I remember I'd give, like, sunglasses or, like, a shirt to one of the villagers.
And then, they'd show up wearing it.
He would show up wearing it. I'm like, that's so adorable. Like, liked it, you know? So, it was, I did have my time with that game. But that's cool. They're doing more things with it. I mean, I saw that.
Oh, for sure.
The direct's coming up.
They have little things every, like, season. Or not every season. I think so. But seeing the seasons change is really cool. Actually, I kind of want to like boot it up and see if it's fall in the game now.
Might as well.
I haven't seen all the seasons in the game yet. So, because I started in winter technically. We'll see. Maybe I'll go back to it just to check. But it's definitely not like I used to play it almost every single day just to like check on stuff, like the daily stuff, and it was just like that was fun. But like I definitely don't do
you
that.
You didn't.
Now.
You didn't cheat and. Go back, go ahead in time like I did.
No, I didn't.
I had to. It was the only way to keep my interest because once I did everything, I'm like, well, I need to see the next day. So I would push it a day. Yeah.
No. That because I feel like it like actually let me, it actually made me stop playing that. Because sometimes I play like, you know, like 4 hours at a time. And then it was like, I have to wait for something to happen the next day. I'm like, okay, now is my time to put the game down so I can actually live my life. Because, like, I need to wait for the next day. So, that was good. Just stop for me. But, yeah, some people do that. I can't do that. But I don't know.
Shout out to Halo, man. It's a trip how, like, my PC.
Bro, it's rough right now.
We talked about it, but I mean, I'm still seeing it. But you know,
it's on my end too. But I don't know if it's you.
It's me.
If that makes
sense. You see me freezing up
in Discord, which I thought was Discord, but I
nah, it's
I don't
it's
know.
Not.
I don't
it's too much
so.
Of a coincidence. Too much. So
too much.
It's gonna be fun after this stream. I get to troubleshoot. My PC, how fun is that gonna be? I can't wait.
Oh my God.
But so yeah, that was the Nintendo thing. Thanks for the insight because you've seen more than I did, and I was kind of here and there. Saw a couple things.
Really, but
yeah,
I'm excited about a couple things. Obviously, I'm just excited about Monster Hunter because that big, it's huge. I'm excited.
Yeah, that's a big
go back
deal.
To the game. So bad.
And Metroid.
That's it.
I can't wait for Metroid. Even though I forget about it, I can't wait for it. It's going to be great. I'm going to be streaming that, playing that. How's the stream been going, Char? You been doing good? Any news? Any?
What do you mean news? What
I mean, you
about?
Know, like, you've been growing. What's up?
Have I been growing?
I think so.
I'm about to downsize, though, so that's fun.
Oh, yeah. Do you ever want to talk about that on here, or you want to save that? We could save it.
I'll save it. So maybe good. The next one. When's the next, wait, what day is it today? We'll save it for the next one.
Yeah. So in a couple of weeks. Yeah, Shar got some plans going on that I kind of know about. But other Kenan than that, knows, though.
But
Kenan, yeah. BK, though.
Kenan, don't spill.
BK with the super chat. Thank you so much. BK's what's the up? Family, man. He just got affiliate. Oh. So congrats to BK. He says, just showing some support. I hope everyone continues to have a great weekend. Thank you, BK. I really appreciate that.
Thanks.
That's the homie right there. I'm so proud of my community. My God, the little Discord I made. It's our Discord, too. It's your Discord, too. But, you know, it's gamers for the win. But, man, we came through for BK, like, because he was like, oh, I'm so close, you know, affiliate. And we showed up. Boom. He got it.
Damn. Well, I mean, not to... No, do I say this? Do I say it?
What do you say?
I feel like...
Talking smack about BK?
No. I don't want to... No, I don't want to talk smack about BK. And I don't want to, like... I'm trying to choose my words because, like... Is it just me or is, like, affiliate really easy to get now?
Oh, man. You just had to take it
away
from him.
I'm, like, legit. Legit. No. It's, like, I'm glad... Like, here's the thing. If you have, like, somebody and you have friends or whatever that show up...
You can get it.
It's really easy to get affiliate, right? Like, because you're just like, hey, guys, show up to my stream so I can get that affiliate, like, real quick. You know what I mean? And it's, like, I'm not trying to, like... Yes, getting affiliate is great and it's awesome. And you can get, like, monetization and all that stuff. But, like... Have we talked about this before? Does it feel easy or does it feel hard to anybody? Anybody in the chat can answer too. Like, is it just me?
It could be easy if you have the following or you have the friends to do it, but some people straight up it's just them. So it's like they're going from scratch or whatever. But BK, let me flex for this man. Since I'm going to flex for this man. He's been streaming some Souls-like games, you know, like he played through Sekiro. He's getting the plat, I think. He's doing some things.
That gets people in, though.
I would be right? I would be wrapping up my stream. I'm like, okay, raid? No. I would see him on the list. Like, okay, we're going to raid BK. I would go to his stream beforehand. Like, I'm not even done yet.
There was
like 10 people in there. This man's got numbers. I'm like, oh, look, everyone's there already. Like, I was so proud. Proud mama. Because I noticed, like, a couple friends in there. They're supporting BK. So I, I just was very proud. We're so great. Yeah. Like, I just love the little community we have. That's great. And yeah, so... And I know he feels the same way. Like, a lot of us, we're just so appreciative of, like, everyone around us. Because we're just so supportive, I guess. But yeah, shout out to BK.
Yeah. No, I feel it.
Thank you for that super chat. Don't listen to Char.
What the fuck?
Don't listen to Char. Char don't know nothing.
What the fuck?
You're in that shit.
Oh my God.
Proud sister. Yeah, I'm a proud sister over here. But anything else? I mean, as far as your Twitch, like, you been having fun still over there?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know how to... Yeah. I'm still as surprised as ever that people show up. But, I mean, you know.
I don't know, I'm just curious, because I missed a few of your streams. I'm like, I had to catch up with Char.
I'm literally just playing Xenoblade. Like, it's literally just Xenoblade. Going?
Yeah.
I mean, I obviously finished up Suikoden the other day, or was it last week? I forget. I think it was last week we finished it up on the weekend? I forget. I don't even know what I streamed, guys. Oh my God. I stream so much, I don't even know
you
when I...
You play so many damn games, you don't know what the hell's going on. You're like, what did I play again?
I actually do.
Like, crazy.
It's because I stream. We've talked about this before. It's like streaming like forces me to play the games. Especially the retro day games. Like, I have one day a week. Like, it changes from what I'm doing on the weekend, but like one day a week I will guaranteed play a retro game that I want to get through.
Right.
Usually they're pretty long too.
I was just asking because I'm trying to set up so I could flex.
No. What are you flexing about?
No.
Did you hit like 1,000 followers on fucking Twitch or something? What's up?
Oh, that was a long time ago, Char. What you talking about? 1,000?
I don't know your life, dude. I'm not even at 1,000.
That was like 2 years ago. No, I don't know. It's just Twitch has been awesome. Like, I'm just so happy like where I'm at. Like, even though I'm still very small, we're both small, our podcast is small, but I've just been, you know, I pay attention to the numbers, I pay attention to our growth, our individual growths, and I was just
That's the difference between you and me. I never look at the numbers, dude.
I don't look at them all the time. It's maybe
I can't do it.
A couple times a month. You know.
But I think we talked about this before, but I never look at the viewers when I'm streaming.
I don't do that. That's a no-no. I don't look at the viewer count. The only time I see it is because I'm about to raid somebody and then I see my video preview or whatever and then I see the number.
I don't look at the analytics, man. I'm gonna
shave my hair off. I have this hair that's just constantly. Anyways, but yeah, I don't look at that because that's just, if you notice it drop or something, it's gonna mess with you. You know, I'm not trying to see that.
I think any of the numbers will mess with you though. That's why I don't look at them.
But here's my opinion on this. Looking at the numbers, I feel like you have to look at them at least once a month. Because you got to know, because it'll tell you if you're doing something right or if maybe you need to think of like.
I don't need to do anything right, though.
Oh, sorry. Like you just.
No, I'm saying like I'm going to stream I'm going to stream whatever I want, no matter what. If I was actually trying to get followers, I would be playing like Bloodborne or some shit. You know what I mean?
OK, so like, you know what I mean? I get what you're saying. You're saying like you're just going to do your thing.
I'm just gonna do my thing.
No matter who watches or not.
I'm gonna play. Okay. I don't give a fuck. Gotcha. Like, that's the thing, though, is like, that's the difference between like actual like content creators and me. I do my thing, and if you don't like it, you don't have to watch. And if you're a shithead, you're getting banned. And like, people will gravitate towards that, and they'll gravitate if they want to watch something like what I provide. They'll come. Like, I don't try to do anything that's like promotional too much. I don't tweet out because tweets are unreliable. But like, I'm not trying to cater to anybody. I'm not trying to cater to anybody but myself. Like, literally, I started streaming because I wanted to play games and I wanted to share my experiences with people. And it's like, I have fun no matter what I'm playing. Like, and if people don't want to watch me play, you know, 5 hours of Xenoblade Chronicles doing side quests, then they don't have to watch me do that. That's their choice.
That's a good attitude right there. But
I'm not out here trying to make money from this.
Yeah, don't get it twisted. Like, I think it's possible to do both. I think it's possible to do what you want and kind of look at things from the outside, like, could I maybe be more, you know, like, I don't know, maybe I could step it up a little bit in a certain way.
It's like,
you know what I mean? Like,
it's just, there's different kinds of communities too, right? Like, if I was playing, there's certain games that people are more they gravitate towards too. Like, if I was playing Fortnite,
ew,
bro. I would get, yeah, I know. It would be gross for
I don't
everybody.
Think I'd want you on this podcast no more.
I know. I would leave. No, I would literally leave. But, like, you know what I mean? It's like there's, like, popular games and there's not popular games. And I tend to play the ones that are not popular. I've had people come through sometimes and they're like, oh, man, you're playing my favorite game. I'm like,
but that's awesome. Like, yeah, I wasn't saying that. But, yeah, I get what you're
coming from. No. Yeah. But, like, you know what I mean? There's, like, there is a popularity contest between games. And then there's a popularity contest between like creators. And it's like, I'm not trying to win in either of those categories. So the fact that people actually show up to my fucking streams means they actually fucking enjoy me as more of a person than somebody who watches, like, you know, somebody huge playing Fortnite. It's like, they're not there. They're not there for the person so much as they're there for the content sometimes. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't know.
So what you're saying is we love you, Char. We love you for you.
I would hope so. And
yeah.
No, that's the community that I've cultivated. I think it's community. There's like, I don't know how many of us there are, but like, you know, I'd rather have people in my stream that actually give a fuck about either the game or like just want to chill and hang out than like some person who's there to tell me how to play Dark Souls. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. You don't want no backseaters. That's for sure.
No. But you know, if I played Dark Souls or Bloodborne, there would be at least 10 people coming in and being like, hey, have you done this boss yet? Spoiler, spoiler, spoiler. And I'd be like, fuck off.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. But, like, at its core, when it comes to me being on here, and that's my core too. Core value is like, I'm gonna do what I want, make the content I want, and just because I don't know any other way. I'm not gonna make stuff that I don't want to make and waste my time and not have fun. Like that's top priority. It's like my fun and happiness. And then it's like my chat and like my viewers and like kind of what, you know, I'm looking out for them, interaction, making them involved. And like, yeah, there's a lot to it. But I guess in my head, I do like to look at the numbers too, because if I do see growth, right, it's like it reaffirms like, hey, I think I'm doing something good. You know, like I think I'm improving, or my consistency is better. They like me more than I thought. And then it's more like motivating, more like, okay, I feel good. And like, okay, it's like motivating, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
But then there's like that side of it too. Like if you're too much into the numbers, which is why I don't do it a lot. Cause if you watch every dip and every up and dip, it's like, you're going to go crazy because you're going to stress over the dips. And like, I try not to do that, especially with YouTube. I'm so far beyond thinking of that stuff because there's a lot of dips. I could put out a video that does terrible, but then the next one does okay. So I learned to accept it. Like, okay, it's fine. I'm still going to do me and still have fun.
It's not worth stressing about it. Honestly.
Whatever happens, happens. Yeah. Because imagine doing stuff you don't want to do and it does terrible. I can't even, I'm not, no, thank you.
That'd be, nope.
So at least at the end of the day, it's like, well, if couple hundred people come through, hey man, they liked it and I liked making that and I'm good. So yeah, I'm totally with you. Yeah, I'm totally with you on that. I guess I just wanted to throw it in there. Like, yeah, you know, I look at the numbers sometimes and
I don't know. It's just
I get a little excited.
At the end of the day, it's a popularity contest and I'm not trying to win per se, which people don't get sometimes. It's really weird.
But I think people, maybe because that's important to them. Or they think
it's important to them, or they think that everybody making content is there to win it. And it's like, no. Surprise! There's people out there that actually just want to stream to have fun. What the fuck? Like, it's weird to them, but
it would be interesting to like take a survey or like talk to actual viewers who watch different content creators. I would be interested to know if they do feel like that. Like if they watch my channel thinking, oh, Erica is trying to win. Erica's trying to, I don't even know how to put it, but I would like, but then maybe I wouldn't want the honesty.
No, you wouldn't, you probably wouldn't want that.
Yeah. Yeah. But
that's,
I guess
that's the weird part, but it's like, yeah, it's, I don't know.
I do get curious.
Yeah. And I get curious too.
But then it's that thing of like, who cares, man, whatever brought you here, shoot, I'm gonna try and keep you. I'm just going to be me and try and keep you here.
If you show up for three streams, you're in it. Like, honestly, like, if I can recognize your name after three streams of you coming back and back and back, come on, you're in it. You're there. But, I don't know. I don't know, man. Plus, I tend to play, like, older games, too. So I tend to get the more chill side of things.
Yeah, your streams are super chill.
I wouldn't be surprised if, like, I got somebody following me today because I'm playing Star Oceans later. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you get that niche crowd, that kind of cult classic type things going on, and people come through, and that's really cool. That's kind of the best way, I would say. I mean,
I agree with Peggy on this. People don't value small streams enough. They're literally streams that have the best, most steady interaction with chat. I mean, that's just because chat's slow. Though,
yeah, we have time to read the chat and like, exactly.
But that's like, true. I mean, there is a certain threshold where you get to the point where you can't read chat anymore. Or you have such an active chat that it's distracting to like, I have some friends that's like stream and then we get rowdy in that chat, not rowdy, but like, you know what I mean? Like the chat starts going like really fast and then the streamer's just reading the chat and not playing the game. It's like that. There's a fine line.
I think
have to kind of have that balance, but it's rough. It's hard, but
that's a whole discussion. That's super interesting, but I do think I kind of got that balance, but there's sometimes I do miss what people say to me or something. Cause if I have a really active night and that thing's going, like I'll look here and there.
You're just like, no.
And kind of whatever sticks out to me. And then we can build upon the conversation with it or something. If it adds to what I'm talking about, I'll like bring
it in. That's
the
only way to do it.
It's a fine line. It's Streaming's not easy. I know that we say that a lot. It's not easy because if I'm playing a game and we're talking about Halo, for example, let's just say, and someone else in the chat's talking about Persona, I have to, in my mind, not switch gears. I got to keep it on Halo, you know? Or I got to kind of, I'm the one in control. So it's like, you don't want to be so distracted. You're reading every single thing. But when you're small, you're going to read every single thing because it helps the stream and you need something to talk about and they give you something to talk about. So it's a learning process. I really like talking about this stuff because, you know, we go through it and we can relate. And it's fascinating to me. Like the streamer, being a streamer and a content creator is just fascinating.
Yeah, streaming is wild. Also because there's like different, how do I describe this? There's different ways to stream. Does that sound right? I don't know. It's like, if there's, I there's different types of streamers too. We could probably all talk about that at length sometime. Mm-hmm, but like, what you said, like you're basically splitting your focus when you play a game, which is really, really hard for some people. And I play story heavy games. Can you imagine, Erica?
I can't do it. Playing, everything. I don't read. I can't even do it, honestly.
Maybe it's because my chat's so quiet, but like, I'm like playing like story heavy ass games and then I'm chatting with people too. Like, how the fuck? I don't know.
And you remember the story? Like, you retain it?
Like, I know what's happening in Xenoblade and all I've done on stream is play Xenoblade. Like, I know what's happening.
Crazy. Like, see, that's a talent because I'm not there yet. I don't know if it's because I'm just a terrible reader at times. Or what? Well, but I miss things in the game. I will miss things. Yeah. And then when I play off stream, which is why I value off stream game time so much for me, because I really can get into the story and like process my thoughts on the game. Because sometimes I'm streaming the game and I'm like enjoying it because like my chat's involved and we're having fun. But I don't really know for sure, do I like this game or not? Like I have to kind of like play it more off stream and then I'm like, oh yeah, this game is fire, you know? And then I build that one-on-one love. I need that to have a proper like opinion.
I do that too sometimes. I mean, I've been doing it with Xenoblade where it's like I do all the side stuff off stream or whatever, and it's like obviously I love doing that stuff. It's like the grindy shit that like nobody probably wants to see, and I'm like, yes, give me that, give me more of that. But
speaking of grind, I do want to say Dallas's comment. Shout out to Dallas because I know he makes content. He's part of Level One. Shout out to them and you guys. Great site. And they're doing good things over there too. But like, he knows what it's like. And he says, for me, I like the process of making stuff and I'll do the back and business stuff. I'll do the back end business stuff because I want to have a life past that. Do the back end. I guess when I first read his comment, like, I get what he's saying, but I wanted to make a point on, like, the grind of, like, the process of making stuff. That's so important. You have to love that part. You know, the preparing for the stream, the preparing for this show, the doing this show. Yeah. Like, it's the little things, I think, that will separate which content creators go further than others. Because if you don't like the boring stuff, and this is, like, a Kobe quote, I'm paraphrasing. Love Kobe, but he said basically, if you don't like the boring stuff, you know, this is not for you. But if you love it, if you're like into the grind and you love all like learning and then building your craft to where when you're in public, you're with people and they see you, like what you've built, the whole process, you gotta love it. You have to love it.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love it. So yeah, it's good stuff.
Someday. See, honestly, someday if I wanted to go hard with it, I probably could, but I'm not at that point yet.
You nerfed yourself. Like, you know, if you win hard, Char, you're going on easy mode for us right now. If you win hard, you would show us up. You kind say of, it all the time.
I mean, I could destroy y'all, but, you know, I just keep my power inside so that I don't have to.
Yeah, you holding back. You're holding back your true power.
Yeah.
You could destroy me.
I put my power into other things so that it doesn't all culminate in one place so that it explodes. You know what I mean?
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's probably, I guess that could define me because like my, all the energy, it is in this. Yeah. So that's probably why I'm all hyped up.
I don't do that though. I'm all over the place. That's crazy. You probably know, like, I've got like, you know, 8 things happening at one time usually.
Oh yeah, you're very busy and stuff. And me,
I make myself busy though.
You do.
That's the thing. Which is like, I can't not be busy with other things though.
But it's so crazy you saying this, like, oh, I got all these things going on besides
I
games.
Do, but it's like a lot of hobbies.
Right, but you have 30 games beat this year. So it's like, do you?
I mean, oh, I know.
You know what I mean? Like, what hobbies? I mean, because do you not sleep? Like, what's good?
I mean, I sleep, but I mean, like, you know, I don't know. I don't know how I get it all done. I honestly don't. Like, what else did I do this year? I made a VTuber for myself. Almost got that done. I mean, I've been reading books. I read books at work. Like, when I have downtime, I just read novels. I don't know how many novels I've gotten through. It's probably like 5. It's not that many. I read really fast, though. What else have I done? I mean, I'm constantly working on Legend of Dragoon Legacy community stuff.
Yeah, I remember that.
I haven't done a ton of art this year. I think last year was my art year, but I mean, you know, I do for the Patreon that we have, guys. I do pixel art a month that you guys get to vote on. Which, did you see the results for this month?
I did not.
Oh my god! Okay,
what is it? What's the result?
It's gonna be it's Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, but in the style of classic Castlevania, with 16 randomized colors.
Wow, so you got like stipulations in there.
It's gonna be wild. It's gonna be a weird one, guys. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but
that's gonna be interesting. Yeah, if you guys don't know, with our Patreon, patreon.com/thebacklogpod, once a month Char puts up a poll of like what art should they
do. I have 3 polls,
and
it's three polls. It's like topic, style, and then colors, and I put 3 of those up, and those go for about a week. And so y'all can like vote on it, and then the last, about give or take the last week of the month, I usually have to work on it to put it up for
that's
you guys.
Awesome though, that's awesome. You have all those different like conditions, like are you gonna do this type of art?
It makes me do the thing though.
Yeah, so if you guys want to see that, it's over there on the Patreon, and thank you guys for supporting that and supporting the show, of course. Good chat today.
Yeah,
this is good. What were you gonna say?
It feels like my Patreon because you haven't put anything out in a while, but
you just had to say, you had to sneak it in. But Erica, you know, don't do nothing.
I'm gonna take jabs at you anytime I can. I've been taking jabs at you all night.
No, I feel so beat up right now. I'm crazy. I'm tired. I need to lay down after this
you
show.
Need a break. Sheesh. You need a break.
But seriously, good show. It's always good talking with you, and you know, talking content and stuff and
games and
thanks.
Content.
Thanks to the chat for chiming in. It's always good to hear, you know, from fellow content creators and stuff like that. Maybe one of these days we get like a round table thing going and we all just like chat about the stuff. I would like that.
Yeah.
See what's up.
We'll see. Yeah.
That is it though for the show. Anything else you wanted to say before we go?
Before we go? Not really. Hi, I'm Drin Pixel everywhere. That's it. That's all I have.
One more time, the shirt. One more time. Go like that.
The shirt. Give him the shirt. Give him the shirt, though.
Yeah.
Go pick up the shirt.
Go pick up the shirts. Check them out.
You did the merch thing? Now I got to do the merch thing, man. Fuck.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
No, I'm kidding. I don't have a logo or anything, so I can't do it.
We need to get you on that. Get you on that.
Any
artists watching, you want to make a logo for Char, hit us up.
Hi. It's me, the artist. I will make my own logo.
Right? You're an artist. Come on, Char. Get with it.
I know. Someday.
Yeah, I am the other co-host, Erica. Erica's for the win. And again, below, I'll have the link to the story. You want to go check it out? Long time coming. I had this beautiful art that Char wishes they could have. Mm.
I mean, it is pretty nice, though.
It is. No, but... great stuff. I mean, good art. I wanted to put on shirts. I wanted to wear and stuff.
Oh,
so, it's there. It'll be on the description and everything. Thank you guys for watching. You can find us again on iTunes, SoundCloud. No, God, I say it every time. iTunes, Spotify. iTunes, Spotify, Anchor. Pocket Casts, Breaker. I'm spitting right wow. now. Spitting rhymes. Wow. So yeah, those things. And then of course here on YouTube, you catch us live every other Saturday at 5:30 Pacific. And we're done. We're out of here.
Yeah.